Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the third hour of this live Saturday episode. The number for you if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Eagles Mount Bear.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass.
And of course, you can bring up what you want. Coming up, if we get the chance, Seattle Police may be firing what looks to be about a third of their force.
Yeah!
We'll tell you why on the way here in just a moment. Plus, a civil war, a third civil war. What about the second one?
What's so civil about war?
Captain has a story about that on the way when we get a chance. But your calls have been coming in all night long, and that's what we do. We go to the phones when we got them, so we go first to Theodore. He's listening in Pennsylvania on the road. He's tuned in to WEEO-FM. Go ahead, Theodore.
Well, hi there.
Hey, you're on the air.
How about that? Hey, you were talking earlier about the state of New Hampshire, talking about the possibility of becoming its own independent republic or state, as you call it. So,
yeah, going back to that idea, because we have been that in the past.
Well, that was right. The original idea of these United States.
Well, right. There's some things. Remember, anything worthwhile is going to take a lot of effort, and it's going to take a lot of determination to do it.
Absolutely.
But this, let me continue first, just to get the whole overall picture of what I'm presenting after hearing you guys on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
For any state of the Union of the United States are going to have to break away, all it's going to take is the following events to occur. This Bakhtin-Mack mandate is an absolute joke. Absolutely. I don't care what anybody says. I don't have any opinion of any of I'm not listening to anybody else. As far as I'm concerned, they're idiots. Fauci, you might as well put him on the guillotine as far as I'm concerned. That's the best way to deal with these people. These people ain't going away. The only way to get rid of them is either kill them or incarcerate them.
Well, I don't agree with violence.
I think that we need to try Dr. Anthony Fauci. I think that is
a
fact. We need to try him.
Listen for a moment. Trump tried this for 4 years and fought everybody. If he played it heavy-handed...
When you say he tried this, what do you mean? Because a lot of this mandate crap came out under Trump.
Not completely.
Well, yeah, but had he gotten reelected, you better believe Fauci would still be sitting in his same seat where he's sitting
right now.
Yeah,
he could have eliminated Fauci with the snap of his fingers,
maybe.
And he didn't.
Maybe.
No, not maybe. He was the commander-in-chief.
Hold that position. Hold it. At first of all, you're working off right now evidence now. You're assuming some things. I'm just simply saying Trump didn't get past the first 4 years. We already know it was a rigged election.
Well, hold on.
That aspect.
I would like to get back to what you were originally saying of these are the things that need to happen for a state to secede from the union.
Right.
I really want to get back to that.
Okay, go ahead.
The point I'm getting at is this. If a state's going to, any state in the Union of the United States is going to declare independent republic, whether it's going to be its own state, self-governing nation, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You got to understand all the entanglements that state is now being involved with the federal government of any kind. Now, if the citizens of a state says, we want to separate from the Union of the United States, this is going to send shockwaves throughout the whole nation of the United States and the world.
Yeah, good.
Wait, just listen.
Mm-hmm.
Like the first shot in Concord, New Hampshire, when the British were coming after us.
Yes, confiscating
guns.
Well, no, it wouldn't be like that because we're doing it peacefully, and I understand that you think violence is a solution, but the movement here is a peaceful movement.
Listen, it sounds to me
like what he was saying is that it would be that momentous of an event.
Hold it.
Okay, but he did say he wanted to use violence earlier. Go ahead.
I've heard your point. The point is, do you think the federal government's going to take this laying down when they start seeing state...
What do you think they're going to do?
Oh, I can tell you what they can do.
Tell me.
First step they're going to do, let's look at the puppet masters of Biden. All of a sudden, if you have state after state leaving the union, let's say 30 out of 50, You think the federal government can sustain itself on 20 states and already in poor set?
What are they going to do
right now?
You may have missed the point, Theodore.
We actually
don't want the federal government to sustain itself at all. They can go to hell.
I realize that.
Yeah.
But you know what? You got to be ready. You think they want to give away? They think they want to let go?
What are they going to do?
Easy. They can bring in the military and declare martial law.
Oh, no. So then they're going to what? Shoot their supporters?
No one has ever thought of the idea someone can rig an election and Trump is out the door. They can play all kinds of games with states.
Uh-huh.
The point I'm getting at is this. States will start considering if they want to secede if our economy collapses because of all kinds of indications right now.
We're already considering it. See, that's the thing. The bill's already been filed. It's going to get a public hearing coming up in early 2022. And if they want to roll in the troops, which is the big scary, the military is going to come in. Are they going to start just, shooting people? Because they're going to be shooting some of their supporters, too, right? Because when the vote happens
Real good on YouTube.
Yeah, are they going to drop a bomb on a city in New Hampshire? Thanks for the call tonight, Theodore. But, your fear-mongering isn't going to dissuade us. Because ultimately, I don't know what his goal was, but this is a common objection. It's, oh, God, the federal government's going to roll in tanks. Well, that's exactly why we ought to leave. Because this is an abusive relationship with a sick effer. And I'm not just talking about Joe Biden. I'm talking about the federal government in general. It doesn't matter if it's Trump. I know these people love to believe that Trump's some sort of good guy. And I'm sorry,
whether
the government
it's
got
Coke or Pepsi.
Yeah.
It's still going to kill you.
The government got bigger under Trump, and Trump's, FBI still did terrible things to peaceful human beings, and they dropped bombs in the Middle East. So, sorry, don't buy all that. I was asking, I was demanding independence under Trump, under Bush, under Obama, so it doesn't matter to me who's in charge over there.
Right.
And remember, when the vote happens, if it's 70% that vote to declare independence, that still leaves 30%, because we need 67% roughly to declare independence here through a constitutional amendment in New Hampshire. So if you get over, let's say 70%, that still means 30% are allied with the federal government. 30% of the population
supporters.
Yeah, but I was just saying, if they roll in tanks or dropping bombs, that's going to be real bad PR. They're killing their own supporters.
Oh, yeah.
In that
case. And if they do that, they will be revealing themselves as the tyrants that they actually are.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And the difference, of course, between the 1800s and today is, number one, we are doing it peacefully.
Yes.
So the New Hampshire independence movement is not about firing on the federal fort. It's not about doing violence to anybody in the federal government. That's what he suggested. That's what the caller suggested as the solution.
Oh, yeah.
And no, that makes you like them.
Oh, yeah. And so here's my thought on the matter. If we actually decide we're done, we want a divorce, we want out of the union, and they're like, no, you can't. Okay, let's go ahead and assume that happens. Well, we're just going to sit here and complain and say, hey, we're being oppressed, and we're going to tell the entire world over and over and over again, we want out and they won't let us. And eventually they're going to get the message and the rest of the world is going to be like, yeah, these guys are kind of being tyrants and really making us all kind of look bad.
There was actually a really interesting report that Dr. Bob Murphy came out with, this libertarian guy. And
one of the most brilliant men and an extraordinary economist.
Great guy. He wrote a 45-page essay or report or whatever about why Texas should secede. And there was a great last 20 pages where he addresses all of the objections, all the standard stuff about what about Social Security and what if the military comes in and all
the
these
roads.
Questions. And that's where I got some of this from because he does a really great job of it. So kudos to him on that. But did the European Union invade Great Britain when the Brexit happened?
They did not. Well, and also the they're going to bring in the military. I don't know if he's sort of from the city or from a more urban and populated area, but I got to tell you, the places where they can actually bomb are cities. And those are the places where you're going to have more supporters
for a
large federal union.
That's right.
Whereas New Hampshire is a largely...
It's the woods.
It's the woods.
Yes.
We live in the woods.
Yeah.
People come up here to see leaves because we live in the woods. And you just can't roll in the military in the woods the way that you can in the city.
And, you know, look at what happened to them in Afghanistan, by the way. I mean, there's a bunch of dudes in caves there that managed to really give the military a real bad time over the period of 20 years. It didn't work real well for them there, and New Hampshire has more machine guns per capita, I think, than any other state. I don't know, just something to think about. More coming up here in moments. It's free.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yeah. Yep, it's Free Talk Live. Open phones if you want to join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Yeah. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Nicholas Mountaineer.
I'm the captain.
Let's go to your phone calls, your thoughts. You can bring up whatever you want to discuss. We haven't heard from this guy in a little while. Jerome is on the line in South Carolina.
Hey.
Listening to WTMA. Jerome, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, you know, your co-conspirator there, would you? I recognize his voice. You know, he always talks about how many bombs Obama dropped. How many people did Obama bomb while he was in office? But you don't talk about that. 700,000 people Trump let die from this virus, though, right?
Have I mentioned that we should also try and potentially execute Trump?
Yeah.
I mean, after a trial. But yes, every single one of these blood-soaked monsters are warmongers of the highest degree and psychopaths that should not be allowed in society.
No, the Republican Party are the warmongers, okay? They're the warmongers. They're the ones that always let...
Oh, yeah, because Biden isn't carrying on any wars right now.
Well, to be fair, Biden did draw down the Afghanistan occupation.
Yeah, and how did that work out?
It brings us down to, like, what, five wars?
But he didn't...
How's that working out?
But you do remember when Barack Obama was in office and the wars continued full strength under Barack Obama, right? So, like, and it's not like Joe Biden has withdrawn the U.S. military from all of its engagements around the world. So by no means is he anti-war. But I will give him credit where credit's due.
Hey, let me say this. You know, you talk about Obama and the wars and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Biden tried to bring all the soldiers home and bring people home, and what happened? They went crazy. 20 years? That's nothing. We got to stay over there. I said, man, 20 years now. 20 years. And then you got Bush saying, oh, no, it's not going to be like all them other wars. 20 years they put us in this country, man. The people don't even want to fight for their own country. They want you to fight and die. 20 years, and they're all angry saying, oh, no, that ain't long enough. Well, how long you want us to be there?
Well,
good question.
Yeah, I don't want to be there at all. I don't want the United States of America to be involved in any military conflicts, kinetic military action, any version of war, any new words that they make up for.
I don't even think the military should exist.
Now, everybody seems to forget that just because Biden pulled some troops out of Afghanistan doesn't mean that the organization known as the United States of America isn't still at war in many other countries, dropping bombs, engaging in military action that can only be classified as war. It's still going on, and everybody seems to have forgotten.
Just a quick fun fact.
The Constitution almost agrees with you. It says that no army should exist for more than a year.
You mean agrees with me?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I agree with you there. Ultimately, they have the army because they just keep on loading it essentially every year. They reauthorize just to keep it quote unquote constitutional. Go ahead, Jerome. What were you saying?
Hey, you got people like is he enough of an attention whore? He's out campaigning where is it, Nebraska somewhere? Is he enough of an attention
no
whore?
Idea.
Huh?
I don't know where Trump is. I mean, is he allowed on any social media platforms?
I have literally not seen that dude's face since he stopped being president.
You think of 700,000 people had died from a virus that he didn't do everything in his power to try to control? You think Obama could show his
you
face?
You think the government can control a virus? Jerome, haven't you been paying attention?
Hey, Jerome, I have a question. I have a question and a challenge for you, Jerome. I challenge you to turn your TV off from the time I'm done talking to you until this time next week, and tell me how your life has improved this time next week on this show.
Let me ask you this.
That's a good challenge.
700,000 people have died from this virus. And he thinks he should be president again? What damn planet is this?
Jerome, I agree with you. We don't need any president, do we?
Agreed. No, we don't.
No president whatsoever.
And I heard a woman say today, oh, no, Biden's not my president. Trump's my president.
I don't want any president.
It's what I was telling the caller before you. Trump could have gotten rid of Fauci. And frankly, Fauci, it seems to be, was the one who funded the creation of this virus in the Wuhan lab.
You know why he wants to use executive privilege so these people
they like power because they're riot, psychopaths.
You know why? Because you can't do it because he doesn't have that big fat fool attorney general he had in there now. What's the guy's name?
I don't care who they're all fools. All of them. They're thugs. Every attorney general is just a big cop. I mean, that's ultimately, they're the top cop in the United States. You don't trust the police, do you?
I think that is entirely too generous. They're not fools. They're evil.
Yeah, that's true.
They're not unaware of the effects of what their actions are. They're fully aware.
Why do you want to have a president, Jerome?
Look, we got to have somebody in office.
Why?
No.
But not Trump. But
why? Why have they convinced you that there needs to be somebody in control of you?
Well, are you going to be in charge?
No,
Of me.
I don't want to tell you how to live. I don't want to tell you what to do.
Jerome, why can't you be in charge of yourself?
I am in charge of, in a way. But I got to sit over this presidential library.
Well, what the hell do you need a president for if you're in charge of yourself? Why would you need somebody to tell you what to do?
I got to get this off my chest about this.
Man, why don't you just answer the question? Can we have a conversation? I know you got a lot to say, but you can call in every single night and say stuff. So why can't we just have a conversation where you answer some questions that we have for you?
Look, I'm just a little guy, man. I can't control everybody. I can control myself,
That makes you a human being. Yeah. You don't want to. Why would you want to control other people? You don't, do you?
We got to have something done, man. We got to have somebody in some kind of control.
Why?
Hey, things ain't good now.
Yeah, it's called self-control.
Yeah, make your own choices.
You need some kind of control. We need government from within.
Did you see what happened at the Capitol?
What happened?
Huh?
What Capitol?
In Washington. January 6th mean anything to you?
He's going back to January 6th. I thought something happened like recently that he was talking about. I'm like, what happened?
January 6th was a joke, man. I mean, nothing happened there.
You were playing with your binky or something, huh? You didn't see that?
Nothing happened on January 6th, man. It was an unauthorized tour.
Right. You were playing with your binky. Okay, after you hang up on me, you can go back to playing with your binky now, since you don't know what's going on.
All right, Drone. You want to see a real insurrection. You want to see a real insurrection? Go look in Afghanistan when the Taliban took over and with guns took over the capital in Kabul. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. And then they took photographs of themselves in the, their equivalent of the Oval Office or whatever, the president's office there. And that was a real insurrection.
I say it frequently, but Jerome is caught up in the soap opera that is televised politics. And it's really, really sad to see.
Yeah. The insurrection will not be televised. You saw it on TV. It wasn't an insurrection.
603-283-6160. We have time for you if you want to join us here. The Third Civil War. I do want to talk about it, so hopefully that's on the way still. It's Free Talk Live.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We need to stay unified.
President Joe Biden addressing Democrats at the party's National Committee fall meeting on Saturday afternoon, highlighting the benefits of passing both the infrastructure package and the $3.5 trillion human infrastructure package at the same time.
The question American people are going to be asking is whether we're helping them and their families in a real way. Can we deliver for them? As Democrats, we have to show that we do understand that we are delivering for them and that we are keeping our promises.
Republic Airlines Flight 4817 makes an emergency landing at New York's LaGuardia earlier this evening due to a security incident. A law enforcement official says a passenger got unruly and suggested he had an explosive device. 80 passengers and crew making it off the plane safely. When it landed, he got a ride in a police car. This is USA Radio News. A big development in the story of the missing Texas toddler. A few days ago, his mother was pleading with people to help find him after he wandered away.
She had saw her son chase their dog down the road, so when she got that information...
Now the sheriff of Grimes County has confirmed that Christopher Ramirez has been found alive. He was found shortly before noon Saturday, about 5 miles from his home. And while they took him to a hospital to be evaluated, the sheriff says he appears to be perfectly fine. The United States meeting with the Taliban this weekend. Multiple outlets are reporting the delegation from the United States has met face-to-face and will some more before the weekend ends with those Taliban representatives in Qatar. If accurate, this would mean the first face-to-face meetings between the two sides since American forces withdrew from Afghanistan in August. In our New England Bureau for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Join us the live Saturday show.
We're totes bitched.
Oh no.
What am I?
603-283-6160. I only say that because we don't have time to get into it. And I would love to talk about that topic.
So loud.
But we're not going to do it right now. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Peoples Mountain Air.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass.
And, of course, you can join us online anytime you want. Head over to freetalklive.com. You can, by the way, watch the show on our Odyssey channel. We stream it live, but you can also watch later via archives, via uncensorable library-based archives. What is library? LBRY. It's an uncensorable, decentralized, blockchain-based media sharing protocol. Notice protocol different from platform.
Mm-hmm.
Protocol is the underlying structure of the internet, basically. And this is one that is uncensorable, which is why we love it.
Yes.
Which is why we've been using Library for years here on Free Talk Live. In 2020, Library created Odyssey, which is their video sharing website to compete with YouTube, and they're doing a great job. They've got
so that would be the platform then.
That is their platform, correct.
Because we're odd, you see. We're on Odyssey.
Yeah, and you can do that over at video.freetalklive.com. They'll take you right to our channel. You can subscribe to Free Talk Live there, and we're not quite to 1,000 subscribers yet, but that'd be nice to get to, and we'd appreciate your help with that. Head over to video.freetalklive.com. Now, if you want to go all in and really support Free Talk Live through this, this protocol, you can download the Library desktop app. lbry.com. Get the desktop app for Windows, Linux, and probably Mac, and then you can subscribe to our channel there, and then any video that you watch, you will help share, and you will help seed that video on into eternity, because you can't delete stuff if a bunch of people are sharing it, and therefore big tech has no control over
decentralized
system. It's pretty cool. Check it out at video.freetalklive.com. We go to...
Just to be fair, like, O-D-D-Y-S-E-E, really, it spells to me Odyssey.
That's not how they spell it, though.
Well,
spell it O-D-Y-S-E-E, but we don't have to spell it because we just have that short URL, video.freetalklive.com. Makes it a lot easier. You don't have to figure out how to spell things, weird internet spellings like people love to do on the internet, to spell things different, because probably because the other website was already taken, right?
That's definitely not an action I'd consider based.
Yeah, let's go to
not a well-founded plan there.
Let's talk to Jack. He's in Washington listening to KBKW in Aberdeen. Go ahead, Jack.
Yeah, I'm kind of being a devil's advocate here, but let's say we get rid of our military, get rid of our police. What keeps China, Russia, and other adversaries from taking us over?
I can answer that very quickly.
Find every blade of grass.
Yes, a heavily armed populace. Military 101 says the most difficult place to invade, the most difficult population is one where the citizenry is heavily armed.
Mm.
And what about Let's Go Brandon? Do you guys have any feelings on that?
I'm all for Let's Go Brandon.
What is this? I've seen things online about this.
Somebody was saying, F you, Biden, and somebody played it off as, oh, yeah, they're saying Let's Go Brandon.
Oh, okay.
F you, Biden. Boom, boom, boom.
I guess not anything like Let's Go Brandon.
Well, it was somebody, like a reporter or somebody who was trying to, like, just brush it off and continue on.
Oh, because they were hearing
the crowd was chanting F you, Biden news.
Yeah, Twitter and Facebook. It's like the biggest thing ever, man. It's huge.
Yeah, Let's Go Brandon.
Thanks, Jack.
I'm glad to hear that they're still doing that.
Appreciate it. Let's continue here. Kadu is on the line in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Kadu.
Hey, guys. Hey. Yeah, I've been listening for almost a decade.
Cool,
and this is going to be just a subjective opinion, but I feel like over the years, Ian, you've grown quite a bit, and I feel like I like you more now than I used to like you. I don't know. I just feel like you seem less.
Thanks, Kadu.
You seem, it's going to seem like an ass kiss, but it's actually not. It's actually true. You seem less defensive in some ways and more likable in general. And, I feel like your character must have improved. I mean, maybe you'll disagree with my assessment of that. I mean, but if you think it's true, what is your secret over the last like decade? Do you feel like you've grown? And if so, what do you attribute it to?
I mean, I've been on the air now for almost 20 years doing this show. So, I mean, I was in my early 20s when Free Talk Live started. Obviously, somebody is likely to have some changes in their demeanor in two decades of broadcasting. I can't really speak to just the last decade. That seems too recent to me. But, I mean, definitely I'm not the same person that I was 20 years ago. I will say that for sure. I was an atheist when I started broadcasting, and I am no longer an atheist. I'm a panentheist, and I believe in peace. I did not believe in peace when I first started broadcasting. I was one of those people that wanted to see, you know, violent things happen to the state, and that changed for me in the late part of the aughts after I moved to New Hampshire, and I think I was on psychedelics at the time, and I remember looking at myself in the mirror, and
Can I answer the question? I'm sorry to interrupt you, but what year was that?
I don't remember exactly what year it was. It was in the late aughts.
Like 08, 09, something
somewhere
like that.
in that range. And I remember looking at myself in the mirror and thinking I just sort of had this appearance that I didn't like of, you know, some sort of internal thing, probably more than my external appearance, but I made the choice to pursue peace rather than violent solutions, and maybe that was what, you know, you've sort of detected over the years could do, but that's my best guess, and that's my best answer for you.
Right. Yeah, and I could just be projecting something onto it too. It could just be something in me.
Yeah, it could be you.
And I just decided you're more in sync with me now than it was previous. You know, so I could be projecting. But I've definitely noticed, and I'm more of a fan.
Well, thanks, Bert. I appreciate it. Perhaps you've grown too, Kadu. You know,
maybe we all have.
Yeah, it could be.
Thank you, Kadu.
Character development.
I appreciate hearing from you tonight.
Actually,
thanks for the call.
It was the peace aspect that kept me as a listener to Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
Because there was, we've all heard about, like, the different militias and, like the Oklahoma City bomber, that kind of a thing, and these guys who write their manifestos and blow something up or shoot a place up and all that kind of stuff. And if you read some of the stuff they've left behind, like, they talk about the same types of stuff that we talk about from time to time.
They legitimate grievances.
Yes, absolutely. Marvin Niemeyer, right? Same kind of a thing, right? He got the shaft big time by the people in the organization known as government. So it's the peaceful aspect that kept me listening to Free Talk Live because, y'all were the only ones preaching it, so to speak. I didn't hear this coming from any other, avenue, right? There's always people who are like, well, we just have to, live and let live, and government's going to government. And then there are other people who are like, no, we got to kill these MFers. And I'm like, no, we don't need to do any of that. What we need is to evolve as people.
Yeah, and I didn't have a chance to object to something you said earlier, Peakless, but you said you want to put Trump and Biden on trial and send them away forever. I don't want that. I just want them to leave us alone. And then I'm happy to just say forgiveness. Let's go. We're out.
Okay, so if we're going to talk about ideals, what I would prefer the most is for them to have a renewed awareness of themselves and of reality and to stop being psychopaths.
Well, that is totally unrealistic.
Like I said, if we're talking about ideals,
you can't stop a psychopath, right?
You can wake up.
Even a psychopath?
Yes. Even a psychopath can wake up.
Really?
Can develop the conscience.
Is there evidence for this?
The empathy. Yes. I mean, it's neuroplasticity knows no bounds.
I'm not going to argue with that. I mean, I'm sure it's possible. But the fact
redemption
is...
redemption is always available.
The fact is that we as a society give these psychopaths the largest gun on planet Earth and allow them to point it at other people at their will and tell other people what to do and how to live their lives. No. We should stop doing that immediately so these psychopaths do not have a platform.
By the way, they prosecuted and put in prison multiple governors of Illinois, and they're still corrupt as hell over there. So that hasn't made any difference, that particular road. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, moments remain. Maybe enough time for you if you dial now the number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here on the live Saturday edition of the show. Man, it's been a good Saturday show. Live.
I've enjoyed it.
Of participation. That is my favorite kind of show, is to hear from different people with different opinions. But yet the phone lines have cleared away. Now there's not a single call on the line, which means we can talk about the Civil War, Captain. I want to know. I want to know about this.
You do? All right.
Fine. I want to know about the third.
I was going to talk about deplatforming psychopaths.
Civil War. We've been teasing this all night.
I want to kick that out. Deplatform psychopathy.
Yeah, it's a good plan.
By eliminating the platform, right? And the platform is the organization known as government.
Yeah, we're a ways away from that. But the first thing we can do is to just walk away from their platform and do our own thing here in New Hampshire. But check out the Free State Project. Check out...
super quick note. I heard, and it's sort of late news, but I heard about in France, they've had this vaccine passport for a minute.
Yep.
And... one of the most brilliant things I've ever heard. So people went to a restaurant that they couldn't go into. So they just picnicked out in front of it.
Yes. Yeah. That has happened not only in France, but apparently it happened in one of the provinces of Canada recently as well. Now, the video looked like the video I saw from France, because it might have been the same video that was being repackaged and pretending like it was... So I still don't know for sure if it wasn't the same video, but I saw that video you're talking about where there's a camera going down a street.
Perfect symbolism.
There's a camera going down a street where there's restaurants on both sides, and literally people... It's not like a car kind of street, it's just like a walkway kind of street, and there's people sitting there, a whole bunch of them, sitting there having picnics out in front of these...
And then use technology to your advantage and, you know, order you up some Uber Eats or something like that.
You know? Yeah, but they require, you know, they require masks
on
their employees.
Stop asking for the crumbs and scraps from their table and just get your own table, because we are what powers them anyway.
Yeah. I'm just saying, if that's your, you know, if you're trying to go in and get some food and they go, no, you can't come in because of whatever this is, and you're trying to have a protest by having a picnic, well, then go ahead and do it. You know, use the... the technology to your advantage.
I think they came prepared. They went to the grocery store. Oh, they you know made sandwiches.
They had the basket in tow.
Yeah, they had real picnics out in front of them. It was pretty cool. Anyway, Captain, tell me about this Third World War. What's going on?
All right, this is from AIER.
Third Civil War.
The question of whether a third American Civil War has begun occurred to me after reading a recent New York Times piece, deliberately unlinked because it fails fact-checking, that claimed that the president can mandate a vaccine today because George Washington did so during America's first Civil War, more commonly called the American Revolution, 1775-83.
Okay.
That much is true, but the article misses a few key differences. It was a wartime measure that applied only to soldiers. It was for smallpox, which was orders of magnitude more deadly than COVID. It was a variolation introduction of small amounts of the live virus into the bloodstream, not experimental gene therapy. Did the New York Times admit too much by analogizing from a wartime scenario, or is it simply grasping at straws as usual, maybe inadvertently some of both? The Revolution and the Civil War were both civil in the sense of being internecine struggles, but both were extremely uncivil in the sense that they were violent shooting wars.
Sure.
That was rent asunder families, towns, counties, and even entire states. Some people call the latter conflict the war between the states or the war of Yankee aggression, partly for the political reasons, but also following the logic of the Guns N' Roses, what's so civil about war anyway? Some claim that America is already in a civil, in the sense of a non-shooting, war with China, which purportedly has deployed its three warfare strategy of legal, psychological, and public opinion distortion. That would not be surprising. The U.S. of A., of course, waged a long non-shooting conflict, typically referred to as the Cold War against the Soviet Union.
Let me stop you there. So this is a psyop. This is a psychological operation that is being performed on the American people right now. They are ginning us up for war with China. They are trying to get us in the position where they will have this terrible, devastating war so that, A, they can collapse what little is left of the American civilization, and, B, they can bring in a one-world government. That is the plan, and I'm not falling for it. And if you look into this, so the rise of China was sponsored, like so many things, by the people on Wall Street. Like, this isn't an accident. They've been planning this for 50 years. I mean, they say that only Nixon could go to China. No, only Kissinger could go to China. So, like, this is nonsense. The pro-China and the anti-China are two sides of the same coin, and it's all nonsense.
Yes, this isn't... he was trying to, you know, paint a picture by using some historical occurrences, but he goes on to say America's civil war seems to pit sheeple against people, the brainwashed against those capable of independent thought, and safety first authoritarians against civil libertarians, left, right, and center. To admit that such a conflict exists does not require a conspiracy theory, just recognition of marginal incentives. Nobody planned America's first two civil wars either. They arose spontaneously from circumstances and incentives in ways so complex that historians still fight over the casual webs that ensnared people and governments in mortal combat.
And that's the real conflict. The real conflict is, are we going to be governed from within or from outside? Are powerful people going to be able to tell us what to do, or are we going to tell us what to do?
Of course, few Americans today want to throw down physically. We've got too much cool stuff and too many followers on social media to risk our lives. It would be a shame to get blood in our hot tubs, pools, or EVs. Moreover, although the sheeple might outnumber the people have more guns, but they really don't want to use them.
Correct.
Cancel culture, to your point of the PSYOP, cancel culture was the first weapon deployed. Shame people on social media in hopes they will turn into sheeple and begin to follow the crowd, or at least injure their income. It often worked. But some people will not or cannot be canceled. If they lose their jobs, they sue their former employers or slanderous media outlets, jump to more lucrative careers on Substack and so forth. Millions of others simply avoid social media or keep it strictly to sharing videos of crazy cats or laughing babies.
For the record, that's what it's there for. That's the actual useful purpose of social media.
Vaccines are a new weapon in the civil war because they can be used to reach anyone and everyone. Mandates are not a perfect weapon because of some rational free thinkers who've gotten the stab after due consideration of their individual situations, while some sheeple consider doctors their alphas and follow individualized medical advice not to get the Fauci-ouchie. In parentheses, no weapon kills all of the enemy or prevents all collateral damage, so those instances do not mitigate against vaccine weaponization. Unparentheses.
By the way, Southwest Pilots Union is suing to block their airline's vaccination mandate.
Nice.
Yeah. I suspected, as soon as these mandates started coming down the pike, that there would be a large number of lawsuits on the way. Mm-hmm. A tsunami of lawsuits, if you will. It hasn't happened yet, but I suspect it's going to. I suspect that it's going to take a couple of large organizations gathering together, whether they're unions, whether they're, I don't even know, man, maybe religions could somehow get together, something, to really make a big stink about it.
Yeah, ultimately, I don't think that that any salvation will be found in the courts, but that is inevitably what people are going to try. Ultimately, I think people are just going to have to make a stand and not obey. Well, that's what it's going to be.
My question is, how do you know it hasn't happened? I mean, it's not like they would report it.
That's true.
I mean, we were the only ones reporting the lawsuits that happened here over the lockdown.
Mm-hmm. The COVID vaccine mandates are about sorting sheeple from people and not about public health. That's made clear by several facts. First, if public health were paramount, the mandate would be to test regularly for effective immunity, not shot compliance.
Mm-hmm.
Some people do not need a vaccine because they've already survived COVID and have natural immunity, which is far superior to that provided even by the most effective vaccine.
Officially, over a dozen times more powerful.
Mm-hmm. In addition, vaccines are not equally effective for everyone. Health officials, therefore, should be testing frontline healthcare workers for immune response levels, not vaccine compliance. Second, the mandates apply to remote workers and others who present zero danger to the public. If a COVID-19 survivor's NGO has 100 or more employees, they all have to get vaccinated, even if surviving the disease is a prerequisite for employment, and even though scientists have warned that taking the vaccine probably does not help and may even hurt those with natural immunity.
This is an interesting story. Will you post that over on our social media, Captain?
Yes.
People can follow the Captain and Free Talk Live and some other hosts as well over at social.freetalklive.com. We post our show prep there, and check us out, and Captain will return tomorrow for the live Sunday edition.
Join me
of Free Talk Live. You have a great weekend.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.